This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday in Cross Hope, we began the final message in a series that's lasted over a year from the Gospel of Luke. The series was called A Simple Gospel. This week, a message on opening up your minds. The final message from Luke 24, beginning at verse 44. God bless you as you listen today.
Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Here's the verse I want you to underline, if you underline in your Bible. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." When He had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, He lifted up His hands and blessed them. While He was blessing them, He left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Before I get to the verse that I'm going to focus in on about the Lord opening up your mind and my mind, I want to talk about something that's talked about in this passage about worship. Luke says they worshiped Christ after His ascension into heaven, and they praised God. They were filled with joy. And I want to talk to you about worship in a way that I've never talked to anybody about worship. Some of you grew up that worship was a ritual or a rite. Some of you grew up with worship being something legalistic that you did. Well, we've got to go through these prescribed motions because, you see, that's part of doing penance. I think some men in this room probably grew up thinking, "I sinned this week, so one way that I pay for my sin is I have to go to church and listen to some boring guy talk for 30 minutes. That's my punishment." Some of you probably grew up with that. And I know that's true, that people looked at church and worship as punishment for what you did during the week. That's how you pay off God. That's how you even the score. And I want to talk to you about worship in a whole different way by telling you a story by Bob Green, who used to write for the Chicago Sun-Times. He wrote a book called Good Morning, Mary Sunshine, and he writes about how his daughter, Amanda, when she was just an infant, in order to see her, Bob Green said he and his wife would have to walk out of their bedroom and go into her room and look at her in the crib. Those of you that have small children can relate to this. The time came when Amanda figured out, guess what, how to get out of the crib. And she figured out not only how to get out of the crib, but then to crawl into their room. And many a morning, Bob Green said he would be lying on his side facing the wall, and he would open his eyes to this little Amanda staring 2 inches from his eyes, looking at him. And he said she was fascinated with looking at him and coming to see him, and it was just the delight of her day, at least he thought, to come and see him. He wrote this, "Apparently I became one of the objects that fascinate Amanda. It's so strange. After months of having to go to her, she now is choosing to come to me. I don't know how to react. All I can figure is that she likes the idea of coming in and looking at me. She doesn't expect anything in return. I'll return her gaze, and in a few minutes, she'll decide she wants back in her room or back in the living room, and off she'll crawl again." Can I tell you what worship is from this story? Worship is coming into the presence of the one you love, Jesus Christ. Worship is coming into the presence of the one you love. When you take communion and you shared those emblems today, you came into His presence. That's a new definition for worship for somebody today. You thought it had to do with ritual and you had to do with certain order and prescribed things you do religiously. It has to do with coming into the presence of the one you love.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.